Well, still trending black girl magic news from the track and field world. Dallas' own Sha'Carri Richardson, rocking her, won the 100 meters and secured her spot on the USA Olympic track team. Congratulations to her.
Yes.
Yes. Take a listen to her post-race interview.
So, a major statement in terms of time, but what do you want the world to know about what you just did in this semifinal run?
I just want the world to know that I'm that girl, that every time I step on the track, I'm going to try to do what it is that me, my coach, my support team believe I can do, and the talent that God blessed me to have to do every time I step on the track. I'm never going to take an opportunity to perform for Jay in vain.
I love her. I'm just rooting for her.
The girl is blazing fast, man.
Yes, she is. She blazing. Is. Moments after crossing the line, Sha'Carri ran up to the stands. Did you guys see this? To embrace her grandmother.
Oh, yes.
I mean, she gave her the biggest hug. She said, "My grandmother is my heart. My grandmother is my superwoman." Sha'Carri also revealed that she just lost her biological mom last week. So she was running with all this on her, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. and she still won and made it on the Olympic team. So congratulations. Yeah.
You were saying she crossed the line. Yeah, she pointed at her time.
You were saying her hair color means something, Carla?
Yeah, she said that her friend picked out the color orange, and I think she said it meant dangerous, or she changes her hair color a lot.
Yeah.
So for orange,
yeah, I do that.
Great pick. It worked.
Giving you that FloJo vibe with the nails and the she was
beautiful.
Just, yeah, Sha'Carri Richardson. All right. In other entertainment news, Macy Gray says she thinks the American flag needs an update. In an op-ed for MarketWatch, she writes that for Juneteenth, the flag needs a change, especially after the Capitol rioters hijacked its meaning on January 6th. She says, like the Confederate flag, it is tattered, dated, divisive, and incorrect. It no longer represents democracy and freedom, she writes, if no longer represents all of us. It's not fair to be forced to honor it. It's time for a new flag. Among her suggestions, she wants the number of stars to be increased to include Washington, D.C. and Puerto Rico. Plus, she thinks the white stripes should be off-white because America's purity is broken and in pieces. Mm-hmm. Mm. And she also suggests changing the color of the stars from something that represents all of us. Your skin tone and mine. Now that's from Macy Gray.
Yeah, Macy Gray is 100% right. Ain't nobody finna do that. What else we got to work on? We got a lot to work on.
Because you know it's not going to happen.
We got a lot to work on.
Change that damn
thing.
Yeah. You just wanted to get her opinion out there. But...
people. Change. She's 100% correct.
Yeah.
You can't get these racist folks to change that flag. They fought you to take that Confederate flag down.
Yeah, they held on to
They're not finna add no D.C. and no Puerto Rico. They ain't finna do none of that, man. Are you listening to what's going on in this country? They not all inclusive. She said the flag no longer represents. That flag ain't ever represented all of us. So this ain't nothing new, but they not finna change that. What else we need to go do?
Register to
vote. We need to register and we need to vote.
You know, I'm not spending a day down there trying to get that flag color.
You're not going
to
march on the flag, though?
No, I don't give a damn how many stars on that thing. They can take stars.
All right, Steve. It's time to go to headlines. Let's
go. Ladies and gentlemen, Miss Ann Tripp.
Okay. Steve has spoken. This is Ann Tripp with the news. Tropical storm Claudette is churning its way out to the Atlantic Ocean this morning, but it's left 13 deaths, 8 of them children, who were killed when the group home van that they were in hydroplaned into a car just south of Montgomery, Alabama. Meanwhile, many residents in the Chicago area are dealing with the aftermath of Sunday night's destructive tornado in the Windy City. The twister ripped its way through several heavily populated areas, leaving about 100 homes damaged and a number of people injured. Other parts of the Midwest were also affected. Good news for college athletes. The U.S. Supreme Court ruled yesterday that the NCAA has been in violation of antitrust law in its efforts to limit compensation for student athletes. The NCAA currently limits payments to students to tuition and expenses. However, the High Court's decision now allows undergrads to receive things like laptops and paid internships and other forms of non-cash gifts. The High Court did not decide whether athletes can receive actual salaries, but, you know, that could be around the bend. That could be coming. Today, the U.S. Senate takes a trial vote on the new Democrat-sponsored voting rights bill. However, up till now, the GOP has come out strongly against the measure, which White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says might require a plan B.
Where do we go from there? That is a conversation we're going to have with leaders in Congress, with Democrats, with a range of members who also want to see advances on voting rights. And I expect the president will engage with Senator Schumer and others on the path forward.
Any changes to Senate rules will require the support of all 50 Democrats, which is not certain since West Virginia's Joe Manchin has also come out against the new voting rights bill, claiming that the old one is good. It just needs a little tweaking. Another black child shot to death, this time a two-year-old, Bryson Christian, who was killed last Thursday, strapped in his car seat in the back of his family's car in Detroit. His nine-year-old brother was also shot but survived. Believe it or not, less than 12 hours after the vigil was held for little Bryson, another child, this one 11 years old, shot on the other side of town. 2 days before that, a 13-year-old was shot while also sitting in his family's car. That child is still listed in critical condition. American Airlines says it's canceling hundreds of its flights over the next several weeks. Doesn't want to, but it has to. The carrier canceled more than 120 flights on Saturday and about 200 trips on Sunday. The reason, a shortage of pilots and other employees didn't come back to work yet. And finally, as the Amazon gazillionaire Jeff Bezos gets ready to soar into space, there's actually a petition out there to let him stay there.
Yeah, baby! Woo!
33,000 signatures say, don't let Jeff Bezos return to Earth. Some people, I mean. Now back to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.